Jake, I guess the first thing is, you know, for you guys, the young players, to have Lyle Smith out here, you know, turning 100 and stuff, what's that like just to have a guy who represents, you know, the beginning of this program still around here and being able to celebrate him?
It's awesome. And, you know, it's really cool to see a guy who has reached 100 and still has his mind going about football. You know, he's talking about the bowl game, practice. You know, he's still out here watching, you know, dissecting the game and everything. So it's really cool to see. And to be around someone who, you know, was really here for the foundation, or who is the foundation of this program.
When you walk by, you know, the sign that says Lyle Smith Field, does it carry a little extra meaning on a day like today, or maybe just stand out a little bit more than maybe it usually might?
Yeah, I think it definitely does, because I think, you know, as time goes on, you know, you just walk by, you know, not thinking about it. But, you know, today is kind of day to sit back and be like, you know, this is the guy who really, you know, started it all for this program.
What's spring been like so far for you and the group? You know, only really four guys out there, so probably getting a lot of work. What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been a lot of reps, which is good, especially for the young guys to get out there. You know, because this is a complex offense, and especially the tight end position is one of the more complex positions. And so it's been really good for, you know, everyone to get a lot of reps. And for me and Alec, it's just trying to take our games mentally to the next level and stuff like that. And I think for Jake and Pistone, you know, it's really, you know, just getting out there, getting comfortable, and just trying to make plays. And I think we've done a good job of making plays and really, you know, expanding the position and doing a good job out there.
What they said, coaches said, you know, one of the best things that Holden brought was he was maybe the best, you know, hand in the ground guy on the line in terms of a blocker coming off, all that stuff. Would you agree with that? And also, how are you trying to, you know, be able to step up in that aspect?
Yeah, Holden, you know, was definitely our guy last year. And so that's a big loss. But, you know, that's, you know, next man up. And so now, you know, me and Al are trying to, you know, take on that role of, you know, being able to do it all, especially for me, just trying to develop my game more, you know, into being an every down tight end.
You had such a luxury of, I mean, you've had a luxury of playing quite a bit throughout your career so far. How much does that help you now as you kind of try to continue to take what you've learned and grow, get to that next level?
Yeah, I think it helps just with, you know, being comfortable out there. And now, you know, I'm not worried about, oh, what am I doing on this play, but it's, you know, taking the game mentally to another level of, you know, reading the defenses, reading the guy's stands, you know, just trying to, you know, take those little things to the next step.
Just going back to Lyle for a second, you know, what's it like to have a guy who, you know, could easily just kind of be doing his own thing at this point? You know, he's still your guys' biggest cheerleader. I mean, what does it mean to have a guy like that still out here like that?
I think it's really cool, and it says a lot about him and, you know, the characteristics that, you know, are the foundation of this program that he put into place. And I think, you know, it says a lot about him too, you know, being, you know, 100 years old and still coming in and working out in the facility and being around the program, you know, and talking in front of all the athletes. It's really cool. It's really cool to see.
Motivating when you're riding the bike and you look over and he's pedaling faster than you?
Yeah, definitely gets you working. You're like, if this guy's 100 and can work out, I think I can, you know, do a little extra.
With the you mentioned Jake and Matt. I know some people don't really know much about those guys. You know, obviously Matt redshirted and Jake, this guy who's, you know, been around in football or track or, you know, all sorts of things. What about those two, you know, have you seen so far?
I think they're making a lot of progress. You know, they're working hard. Obviously, they did, you know, really good stuff in the weight room, I thought. You know, but I think, you know, they're just getting comfortable out there and everything, and it takes some time, but I think, you know, they're going to do a great job and be able to contribute, which is what we need from them. Is we need, you know, four tight ends who can all play, and I think they'll be able to do that because they've been out here making plays in practice every day. So,